Brilliance Audio presents An American Duchess by Caroline Fife, performed by Stina Nielsen. Prologue. The eyes of green and blue come back to haunt, to laugh, to flaunt your fame, but underneath what years have grown remains the stain of utter shame. Oh, man-boy raised in shadows was, returns now from across the sea, thinks all is good but does not know, recompense is owed to me. A pretty bride you bring with you, what better way to crush your heart? With emerald eyes and locks of golden hue, she will regret your days apart. So now good fortune comes to me. At long last victory snatched from defeat, Berenger, your pain I'll see, and my revenge will be complete. Chapter 1, September 13th, 1881, Brightshire, Kent, England. They dance just for me, Charlotte Aldridge thought, looking out across the ocean of swaying stalks of wheat. A light breeze cooled her skin and lifted her mood as she walked beside her pony cart, filled with loaves of bread. The spring yield, planted last January, reached greedily toward the warming sun. This crop would not bear as much as the winter harvest, but would surely keep the small market town of Brightshire, as well as the country folk of Goldenbrook, fed through the winter months. The inhabitants of the nearby hamlet depended on each morsel the reaping machine left behind. The cart bumped easily along the pitted dirt road, the pony's lead line tossed across the animal's back. A rare Adonis butterfly, known in Kent for its shimmery blue shade, flitted across the path and landed on a stalk of wheat. Slowly, its large wings opened and closed. Charlotte stopped to watch, wondering how a silk dress in that exact hue would feel upon her skin. Feminine for one, impossible for another. She wrapped her arms around her middle, imagining, longing. Then, without so much as a by your leave for her breathless admiration, the lovely creature took to the sky and was gone. She heaved a sigh and ran to catch her cart. Ahead, a stone bridge arched over a narrow brook. From there, the road leading to Ashbury Castle disappeared into forest land. It wasn't visible now, but what she knew from living in Brightshire her whole life was that the road through the forest would emerge into a great open expanse and the 500-year-old castle of the Duke of Brightshire. The tall square tower and checkerboard-patterned battlements were partly visible over the treetops. Two flags fluttered in the breeze, one bearing the Duke's coat of arms, and the other Queen Victoria's. Charlotte sighed again. The scent of wildflowers reached her nose, reminding her of costly perfume noblewomen took for granted as much as the air they breathed. Did they know how lucky they were? Charlotte would be happy with a single dress that hadn't been handed down through the village, but was new, hers alone. She gazed at the tower. There was something magical about Ashbury. But since the death of William Northcote, Duke of Brightshire, then his son and heir, who had worn the title for less than a year, a cloud had hung over the town. The Northcotes were the most important family in the area and employed many of the villagers. The lucky ones, with jobs inside the castle, relayed the goings-on and tensions from Ashbury on a daily basis. Charlotte's cousin Amelia worked as a scullery maid, and her monthly visit home was anticipated with excitement. During the time the young Duke had reigned, Amelia had brought rumours of parties and gambling, as well as tension between the Duke and his mother, the Dowager Duchess. Then, the young Duke had died in a hunting accident, and his body...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?